Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. That old school bell tells you it's time to come to class. So grab your Bible and pull up a chair and turn up your radio and be ready to let God's Word have an influence on your heart. You know, one of the reasons we produce this Radio Bible School is because God works in this world today through His Word. And if you want God working in your life, then you need to let God's Word work in your life and become a student of the Bible. Now, one of the ways you can do that is by being a student in the Warren County Radio Bible School. I'm going to have a Bible question for you. Now, some of you are good Bible students already, and you know the answer to this question. We're studying about manna in the wilderness, how God fed the children of Israel with this bread from heaven. Now, in the New Testament, we read about the time where Satan was tempting Christ. And the first temptation that Satan came to Christ and said, and this was after Jesus had been fasting for 40 days, and Satan said, "Command these stones to be made bread." Well, Jesus knew this was a ploy of Satan, and it was really appealing to his desire for things of the flesh, wasn't it? Which is a natural desire, but just like all our desires, we're to master those desires and bring them into conformity with God. That's one of the things we learn from His Word. So here's the question. Jesus replied to Satan by saying, "It is written." And then He said this. He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone." Now, you've probably heard that. But what was man to live by? If he wasn't to live by bread alone, well, it's going to be bread to sustain him physically, but what sustains man spiritually? Okay, that's the question. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? And the answer is found in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, and we're going to provide you that answer in just a moment. See if you know it. Make a mental note and then test yourself. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this Radio Bible School. So the question is, man shall not live by bread alone, but by, what's the answer? Well, Matthew 4 and verse 4. And Jesus is quoting the book of Deuteronomy when He says this. Jesus said to Satan, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4 and verse 4. That is why it is so important to be a Bible student. And I commend you, if one of the ways you're a Bible student is by being a student in this Radio Bible School. But that's not sufficient. This is just 15 minutes. You should spend part of every day studying God's Word, not just reading it, although that's a great benefit, but read it with the idea of receiving it into your heart and let the Holy Spirit of God remake you from the inside out by His Word. That's how the Spirit works in the heart of man. People act like they want the Holy Spirit in their life, but they don't have time for the Bible, then they don't have time for the Holy Spirit, because that's the way the Spirit is going to renew you from the inside out, renew your mind by His Word. Now let's return to our Sunday school lesson. Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." He's referring back to what the children of Israel had learned from the manna that came to them in the wilderness. They were not just provided bread from heaven. They were given bread from heaven with a law telling them how much to gather. There's just a day's worth for everyone in their tent. Do that for 6 days. On the sixth day, gather enough for 2 days, and then don't gather any on the seventh day. That sounds pretty simple, but every way they could have gotten that wrong, they did it wrong. Let me return to this Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam over this. This was written for the Sunday schools of August the 8th, 1926. And here we're talking about that part of the Old Testament where God said, I'm going to give them this manna and this law to prove them. That is, to test them. The test was whether they would obey God's law concerning the gathering of manna and trust Him for food and substance. At the end of the 40 years' journey through the wilderness, God said, And thou shalt remember all the way which He might humble thee and prove thee to know what was in thy heart, whether thou would keep His commandments or not. And He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that they might make thee know that every man doth not live by bread only, but by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of Jehovah doth man live. The raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. And thou shalt consider in thy heart that as man chasteneth his son, so Jehovah thy God chasteneth thee, and that thou shalt keep the commandments of Jehovah thy God, to walk in His ways and to fear Him. That's Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 through 6. This shows what God means by the declaration to prove the Israelites. Jesus said to Satan, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God would thus teach the children of Israel to trust Him for their daily bread, to rely upon Him for guidance and protection, and that the purpose of life is not to obtain food and raiment. These are means of existence, but the purpose of life is to serve God. And so we read about a Sabbath day. Now that's a day of ceasing, a day of rest. It's in verse 5 of Exodus chapter 16. Here's where we read, And it shall come to pass on the sixth day that thou shalt prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. On the sixth day. Well, on Friday they were to gather twice as much as on the previous days and prepare it for the Sabbath. And it shall not become foul, neither shall there be any worm therein. God preserved it pure and sweet so that they would have it, gather it Friday morning, and they would have it both Friday and Saturday. So they wouldn't go out on Saturday to gather it. That was the day of rest and the day of ceasing from that gathering. And in this chapter, this is Exodus chapter 16, we have the first mention of a Sabbath day since Genesis chapter 2 and verse 3. There is no evidence that it was ever kept in any manner before this time. Had the Israelites been observing it all along, there would have been no necessity for this instruction. Well, the Israelites were slow to learn obedience. Some left the manna until morning, but God commanded them not to do so. And then some went out to gather on the seventh day, when God had commanded otherwise. Many are just as slow to learn to obey God today. They expect to find blessing where God has placed none, and neglect if they refuse to seek them where He has placed them. It seems like that if man can get things mixed up, he mixes it up, and instead of God proving man, man tries to prove God. Now, man fails in that. You know, we learn from Solomon that the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments. That was true in Solomon's day. It was true way before Solomon in Moses' day. And it is true for us today. Now let's look at the explanatory notes. It says to study verses 6 through 12 of Exodus chapter 16. And I'll read those. It says, Moses and Aaron said to the children of Israel, "And even then ye shall know that Jehovah hath brought you from the land of Egypt. And in the morning then ye shall see the glory of Jehovah, for that he heareth your murmurings against Jehovah. And what are we that ye murmur against us?" And Moses said, "This shall be, when Jehovah shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that Jehovah heareth your murmurings which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Jehovah." And Moses said unto Aaron, "Say to the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before Jehovah, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it shall come to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of Jehovah appeared in the cloud. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at evening ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am Jehovah." These verses are grouped together because they're required to state and impress the lesson that God would teach them. Moses and Aaron said, now Moses doubtless spoke through Aaron, "And he, that's Aaron, shall be thy Moses," or thy spokesman unto the people. "And it shall come to pass that he shall be to thee a mouth, and thou shalt be to him as a God." Exodus 4:16. The children of Israel held Moses and Aaron responsible for the Exodus and for this lack of food. But Moses and Aaron were only servants. Christ said to his apostles, "He that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me." John 13 and verse 20. To the 70 Jesus said, "He that heareth you, heareth me. And he that rejecteth you, rejecteth me. And he that rejecteth me, rejecteth him that sent me." Luke 10 and verse 16. So the children of Israel murmured against God and not against Moses and Aaron. Moses and Aaron said, "And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Jehovah." The children of Israel distrusted God's wisdom and power and goodness. This distrust and these repeated murmurings sprang from an evil heart of unbelief. "And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that were disobedient?" And we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief. That's Hebrews 3. Read verses 12 through 19. Distrust and murmurings now against God's ways and means spring from the same evil heart of unbelief. You see, that's why these things are written. We don't need to murmur. Sometimes the preacher will preach something and people will complain about the preacher. But if he is preaching what God had given him to preach out of his word, they're really complaining against God.